what CCMV represents for me is a chance for business community, you know what I'm saying, federal government, local government, and the homeless community to come together and try to put together a project that will represent something that will help people, you know what I'm saying, in their homelessness, their joblessness, and, you know what I'm saying, deal with some of the issues that they got, they have down there. And it can be bigger and better because you have a lot of entities down there right now. You know, you have the healthcare, you have DC Central Kitchen, you have John L. Young, you have New Hope Ministries. You know, you have a lot of entities down there right now that, you know, need to come together. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, and eventually, you know, they'll build something down there that can represent, you know, the city and community that we all can build on. But I know it's going to take a lot of people coming together and a lot of willpower to make that happen. So, you know, and there's some talk, but, you know, you never know in this city right here. They might buy it off and put a ballpark down there. Who knows? I don't know now, but I'm just saying, you never know. I know there's been some concern because there's a building being built right behind CCMV, and I'm not sure. I think it's supposed to be some form of housing or something, some luxury condos or something. So then there's a lot of talk about, you know, the activities around the building and, you know, and people just, you know, the eyesore that it is. And I know we've been trying, at Shark, been trying to go out and talk to those people and engage them and hopefully get them to come in and be part of the discussion of what can actually take place down at CCMV.